Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So the four college football playoff teams have been revealed. The semifinalists have been revealed. And it is, in fact, the most likely outcome that Ken talked about before the show. Georgia is the one seed. Michigan is the two. TCU, despite losing in the Big 12 title game in overtime to Kansas State, TCU is the three seed in the college football playoff. And Ohio State, by virtue of USC's loss in the Pac-12 title game, Ohio State is the four seed in the college football playoff. Bama's likely to be the five, and I'm sure Nick Saban's not going to be happy about Alabama not getting in. So Bama is not in. So our college football playoff semifinals are set. Georgia and Ohio State in the 1-4. Michigan and TCU in the 2-3. Ken, what can you tell us here about your early thoughts in both of those national semifinals?
I will be really curious to see not just what the opener is for Georgia, Ohio State, but what direction it goes in. I'll be honest, just speaking from my numbers, I think Georgia is by orders of magnitude the best team in college football this year, even better than Ohio State by more than a touchdown. And I know that there are markets open already on some of the early matchups. There has not been a lot of money bet into those markets. So I don't know if my opinion is going to be an outlier opinion. Michigan TCU is an interesting game, obviously, but Georgia Ohio State is like the interest. Like that'll be the night game. That'll be the second game on New Year's Eve. And I will be curious where this number goes. So my guess is that this will open with Georgia somewhere around a touchdown favorite. That will be my guess. 6.5, 7. I think that'll be the opener. I would be surprised, and I think Ohio State's a good team, but I would be surprised, at least with what my number is, if Georgia did not immediately get bet if it opens 7 or less. I think Georgia is much better than Ohio State. On a neutral field, I make Georgia 9.5. And there are some interesting things that can happen in that game with a lot of time off. Remember, the game is around New Year's Eve. So 27 days from now, we will play the semifinal. Why is that important? Is Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Ohio State's best receiver by far, finally going to play a meaningful game this year? He has 27 days to make that decision. Remember, played in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day last year. That went pretty great. Basically broke every receiving record that's ever existed in that game. Travion Henderson, who did not play against Michigan, their running back, was in a walking boot. Will he be available to play? These are not things that will decide the game necessarily, but they're a little more interesting. What version of Ohio State do you get? I like Georgia a lot this year. I will be curious if this opens under a touchdown. If it does, I will bet Georgia immediately. If it opens 7, I will bet Georgia immediately. More than that, and I'm not trying to get ahead of anything, I think. The second game is also pretty interesting, and I think the point spread conversation will be about the same. Michigan will almost have to be more than a touchdown in this game. Now, how much more is probably where people will argue. My number is Michigan 7.5. I might like TCU a little more than most people. We'll see. I compared notes with a couple other people yesterday. I heard somebody who had Michigan 10.5 in the game. I heard somebody who had a little less than that. We'll see when we get there. The most interesting thing in that game will be, does that game take the profile, or is that game going to be the type of game that Michigan has literally played all season? And here's what I mean by that. Well, if that game was the type of game Michigan played all season, you would bet TCU in the first half and feel great about it. And then Michigan will steamroll them in the second half with physicality, which is what has happened in every Michigan game the entire season and happened and crushed people like me who bet Purdue in the Big Ten title game, outscoring Purdue, whatever it was, 29-13. So that'll probably be the betting approach for me in that game. I think it's going to be Michigan. I think it's going to be less than 10. If it's more than 10, my decision will be whether to bet TCU or not. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We'll get openers, but that doesn't tell us a whole lot necessarily. Like, it's going to be kind of like, where does the market move on these games? Where do we settle? I think it's going to be Georgia, Ohio State right around a touchdown. And I think it's going to be Michigan, TCU between 7 and 10. And we'll see what happens when we get there. But if it's less than 7 on Georgia, I will bet them. And then with Michigan, TCU, I don't anticipate having to make a bet right away because of where I think the number's going to open.
You better you bet with Nick and Ken countdown to kick off week 13 NFL Sunday. College football playoff semifinalists just revealed. Georgia the 1, Michigan the 2, TCU the 3, Ohio State the 4. So Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, your two national semifinals. BetMGM does have title odds updated as of like 10 seconds ago. And I know because I've been manually refreshing the screen waiting for game lines to be posted as well. Georgia minus 140. This is to win the national championship. Georgia minus 145, Michigan plus 300, Ohio State plus 350, TCU 16-1. There are other shops that have game lines up right now for the two national semifinals. When BetMGM opens theirs, we will give those to you. But right now, Ken, from what I can see, it's Georgia favored by less than a touchdown and Michigan 9.5, 58.5 yep. total in both those games. Now, like, I don't know if those have been bet into yet or et cetera, but
those were open before the selection show. So those have been open from last night, basically. And depending on I don't think like the actual openers that take any kind of money have opened yet. My guess is they will open now, basically, or in the next 30 minutes to 60 minutes. And you'll kind of get a better idea for what the true numbers should be in the game. Those numbers, I am aware of them. They were out before we even knew whether Alabama was in or not. And you would just obviously get your money back if you bet a matchup that didn't actually, I bet this game and it didn't take place. Imagine if the book was just like, sorry, you lose. Game didn't happen. that doesn't actually happen in those situations. So I'm aware of those. I'll be curious where we're going here. Ohio State, Georgia, especially. I think Georgia's way better, but it's Ohio State, and it might be healthier Ohio State. Maybe that's worth something to a lot of people. I'll be honest, it's not worth a lot to me.
Do you have any desire to lay Georgia minus 145 right now to win the national championship?
No, because at this point, all that futures market is it's like a combination of all the odds from the games that we just talked about where Georgia's 6.5. Like it's a closed problem to solve. It's just a math problem. There's no like, well, what if this team, like think about the start of the year. What if this team loses in week 3 and this team loses? There's so many permutations. The futures market isn't connected to like a point spread yet. It's just like a guess about who's going to be there at the end. This is literally a math problem now. Like if you're betting Georgia, you're basically betting the same as if you parlayed Georgia to win the semifinal with Georgia to win the final. And if that's ever off from what those two numbers will be, the futures market will just move to match those things. So it's just a math problem. It's just which bet do you want to make that's the same as another bet that already exists. So futures markets are really fun early in a year when people don't know a lot and a lot of things are possible, and they become less fun and less fun as we get down to fewer and fewer teams because it becomes just like a pretty simple math problem at that point.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm pretty bummed that Alabama didn't make it. And like, good for TCU. I'm not a TCU hater. I don't care at all. Just that I think it would have been a funner, more fun viewing experience if Alabama had made the playoff.
Maybe Ohio State can be fun.
Oh, I think Ohio State's definitely going to be fun. I just think it would have been more fun if Alabama had been in addition to Ohio State, where they lose on like the 50-plus yard field goal against Tennessee in that wild game and then lose to LSU on a 2-point conversion in overtime. Like, that's tough for Alabama. Also, like, could have lost to Texas A&M.
Could have lost to Texas. Yep. Could have lost to A&M. So it's you know, it's not just, it wasn't all blowouts.
I'm not a Bama fan. I'm just saying, like, yeah. As a college football fan, like, I think it would have been fun.
And to be honest, good for TCU. First year of the playoff. First year of the playoff, they get rejected by losing like a 61-58 game to Baylor and get kicked out of the playoff in favor of Ohio State with one loss, who ends up winning the national championship. And who did they beat in the semifinal? Over Alabama. They were more than a touchdown dog in that game. That was obviously, why can't I think of the quarterback's name who took over for JT
Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones, thanks. So that was actually crazy.
I bet on them in both those games against Bama and then against Oregon. The easiest bet of all time.
Yeah, plus 3 against Oregon was, it might be my favorite bet in the history of the national championship game for college football, which is fun. Will Ohio State, I'm sure people are thinking it, can Ohio State do the same thing? Like, can they go on that run again where they make it, they're a big dog to an SEC team? I mean, it's like a really weird mirror image kind of situation in the national semifinal. And it's not just that Ohio State beat Bama in that game. I mean, trucked Bama in that game, which was shocking to, I think, a lot of people who had followed college football that year. That just, not that Ohio State could win, they're Ohio State.
It was their third string quarterback. Like, Cardale Jones wasn't even the backup, right? Terrell Pryor was the starter, right? Then Barrett came in, and then Cardale Jones had
the quarterback. Braxton Miller, I think, was the starter.
Braxton Miller.
Not Terrell Pryor.
Sorry. Yeah.
So Braxton Miller to Barrett, to, and Braxton Miller got hurt right before the season started, which was crazy. They got like a rotator cuff injury or something. So a third string quarterback, but a ton of talent, obviously, on that roster, just like this Ohio State team has a ton of talent. Now, maybe haven't all played together all year, but it's not that the game has to be uninteresting. I really think, just looking at all the teams, I just think Georgia's way better. I mean, I really do. And I don't think this is like the best version of Georgia. Last year's team was better, but this is also a really, really good version of Georgia. And just really last point on this, just like remember the second half of the Ohio State-Michigan game, like the book on Ohio State going into that game. And then what Michigan told you after that game is that if you're physical with Ohio State, they fold like a lawn chair, basically. And teams have had success with Ryan Day as the head coach doing that to them. Even Minnesota in the opener 2 years ago, you run the ball at Ohio State, you have a ton of success when you do that. What is the second half of a game against Georgia going to look like? What's that going to be? Georgia's the most physical team this season by far, and Michigan's great too, and the final between them would be very interesting. But like, what is the second half? Ohio State has great players. They have a great quarterback. They might have a really elite set of receivers in the game, but just like when they get hit in the second half of that game, they folded against Michigan. Why is this going to be different than the last 2 years of Ohio State games? Why is this going to be different than that?